This is a CKTZ News Update. Mary Lavelle took over the general manager's job at the popular Cortez Island Natural Food Co-op at the beginning of 2022. It's been a steep learning curve, but she feels it's best not to impose a top-down approach. She spends a good portion of her days on the store's floor, engaging with customers and staff. Lavelle feels that consultation is key, along with setting boundaries and recognizing the limitations of what staff and the business can deliver.
It's good. I'm glad to be here. It's very well supported, an excellent board and wonderful staff. It's a big job, so definitely I'm on a learning curve and doing my best to work it all out. Big boots to fill, but Eric left lots of good information for me here that I can lean into, and I'm doing the best I can with all that I have, but there is lots in place. It's certainly not without resources.
Where do you get the most satisfaction, and then what are the greatest challenges?
Ooh, those are big questions. I think the greatest satisfaction is creating a happy and thriving team of people and solving problems that arise daily. Every little thing is a little win. Some of the bigger things take more time and energy, but day to day we make little things better, we make adjustments as we can, and I think that brings satisfaction. Our greatest challenges will be staffing and keeping everything and working within our boundaries. I think we have come to the realization that we are here on this tiny island in deep in the Salish Sea, and everything we do is, and we are doing a great job. And I think we need to look at all the successes and also understand that we have boundaries. So we will work within those. If we are only able to deliver baked goods 5 days a week because if that's all we can do, then that's what we'll do, and we'll do it well.
And I get the sense, Mary, just in the ways that I know you, that your style of management is really to be really consultative with your staff. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. So we do have a supervisor team and we meet regularly. I do try to hear all of the voices that come in, and I'm weighing all of that and making the best decisions to go forward. And I haven't made big, huge changes because wiser, I think, to learn and understand, to be curious, ask questions, find out what is and why it is, rather than rushing in to change it all. So little bit by little, as I get a grasp on everything, my decision-making becomes easier and clearer. But right now I'm leaning on the people who know, and that's our staff. And we look forward to the ride that the summer will bring us.
During the summer months, Cortez Island's population triples from 1,000 year-round residents as family, friends, and tourists visit. The Natural Food Co-op, along with the three other general stores, serve not only as retail outlets, but important information and social hubs. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.